Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
Good morning, beautiful people of God. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona on the Mighty Hot 102.7, and it is so good to be with you. I hope that you're all well. And this morning I'm starting with a strange question. If you could ask for anything at all and your wish would be granted, what is it that you would ask for? I don't know if you've ever thought about it. I did as a child when I watched the film Aladdin, and I went around rubbing lamps to see if I could get 3 wishes, and the thing I wanted more than anything else at that stage was a puppy. Now, if I'm honest, I think I would have to take a long time to decide what I would ask for. What would you ask for? Think about it. What is it that you think you need to ask for? Someone with a terminal illness may ask to be cured. Someone in grief may ask for just one more day with their loved ones. Someone who's been injured may ask to go back and start over and avoid the accident. Someone who made a mistake or sent the wrong email may ask to go back before that time and do it differently. I honestly can't tell you right now what I would ask for. I don't want to sound like a beauty pageant contestant, but maybe I would ask for an end to war, solutions so we don't have wars, transformation. I'm not really sure, because each one that I would ask for would have to be really well thought out. As we start in the Old Testament today with the death of King David, Solomon is asked that question by God. What would you like me to do for you? We find the story in 1 Kings, and I'm going to start in 1 Kings 2 and then move to chapter 3. We're told that David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. He had reigned for 40 years over Israel, 7 years in Hebron, 33 in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his rule was firmly established. Remember, the people loved David. He was a very successful king. Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David, except that he did offer sacrifices and burnt incense on the high places. The king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifices, for that was the most important high place, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. There the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon answered, "You have shown great kindness to your servant, my father David. Because David was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart, you've continued this great kindness to him and have given him a son to sit on his throne this very day. Now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father. But I'm only a little child, and I don't know how to carry out my duties. Your servant is here among the people you have chosen, God, a great people, too numerous to count or number. So give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong, for who is able to govern this great people of yours?" The Lord was truly pleased that Solomon had asked for wisdom, so God said to him, "Since you've asked for this, and not for long life or wealth for yourself, nor have you asked for the death of your enemies, but the discernment in administering justice, I will do what you've asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, or will there ever be. Moreover, I will give you what you've not asked for, both wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees and the commands as your father David did, I will give you a long life." David, of course, we know, was always anointed by God. Even when he erred, God was with him, God loved him, and God's anointing rested on him. He suffered the consequences sometimes of his actions, but God was with him. We are told that David had reigned for 40 years. That's a long time. And in that time, God had given David many victories. And we know that David's reign was hard. When David wanted to build the temple for God, God said, "No, you have too much blood on your hands." But now it was Solomon's turn to sit on the throne. And I want to go through this reading line by line. But first on the Mighty Hot 107, "When I Look Into Your Holiness."
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
When I Look Into Your Holiness on the Mighty Hot 107. Good morning. You're listening to Reverend Shona from St. Mark's Anglican Church, and it's great to be with you. If you've just joined me, welcome. I asked the question, if you could have anything you wanted, what is it that you would ask for? And we've looked at the death of David and his son Solomon becoming king. I've looked at 1 Kings chapter 2, and now I'm looking at chapter 3. We're told in verse 3 of chapter 3, Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David. Except there's one thing he did that probably wasn't right. He offered sacrifices and burnt incense on high places. It is clear from this how much David loved God that he gave the instructions to his son on how to show love to God. Now let's pause there for a moment. I wonder how we show love for God. Are you even conscious of doing so? I think of how some children try so hard to please their parents. I've seen it as a teacher. Sometimes the parents respond, sometimes it broke my heart when parents didn't respond. But do we try and please God? I wonder if you wake up in the morning and say, "This is how I'm going to show my love for God today." If we all did that, I think the world would be a much nicer place. But we see that Solomon did do one thing that David didn't teach him. One thing perhaps that may have not pleased God. He offered sacrifices in high places. And here it is, in this very place, that God encounters him. I find it interesting that God chooses to interrupt his burnt offerings. While he's offering sacrifices, 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar, the Lord appears to Solomon during the night in a dream and says, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." God often speaks to people in dreams, and I often get asked, "I've had a dream about this, or I've had a dream about that. Do you think God is saying something? What do you think God is saying?" And I always answer, "Pray about it. Discern. Can come to me. We'll pray about it and discern together, because God will confirm it." Here, God appears to Solomon in a dream and asks Solomon to ask for anything he wants. And we know God granted him that, because Solomon did become one of the wealthiest kings, and he did have wisdom. Solomon appears to know immediately what he wants, and his answer is, "I would like wisdom." Instead of asking anything for himself, he asks for discernment so that he can rule with justice. I think he's already showing wisdom in that answer. And he says, "You've shown great kindness to your servant, my father David, God, because he was faithful to you and righteous and upright in heart. You continued that great kindness to him, and you've given him a son to sit on the throne. Now, Lord my God, you've made me a king in my father's place," but I love what he says. "I'm only small. I'm a little child. I don't know how to carry out all these duties. I need your help, God." So here, because I'm the king of these chosen people, and what I love is that he says there's so many, too numerous to count, and we go right back to the beginning. God promised Abraham that he would be the father of many nations, and here we see it coming true. So he says, "Give me a discerning heart." Solomon knows that he's been given a huge task. He knows he cannot do it in his own strength. He feels he's too young and inexperienced, and so he asks for discernment, for wisdom. I'm not sure I would even have thought of asking for that. Would you ask for that? But even today, I think all of us need wisdom and discernment. It is a great gift. And of course, his answer pleases God, who says, "You didn't ask for anything yourself. You didn't ask for long life. You didn't ask for wealth. You haven't asked for the death of your enemies, but discernment in administering justice. So I'm going to give you what you asked for. I will give you a wise and discerning heart. There will never, ever be anyone like you, not now, before you, or after you. Moreover, because you didn't ask for anything for yourself, I will give you the wealth and honor that you didn't ask for. And in your lifetime, you will have no equal among kings." In other words, you're going to be one of the greatest kings. And we know this was true. "And if you walk in obedience to me and keep my decrees as your father did, I'm going to give you long life." Solomon now has it all: wealth, long life, honor, and wisdom. Beautiful gifts from God, and obviously God's presence with him, which is perhaps the most important gift, as long as he walks in God's way. It's so important for us to see that. Solomon is given what he asks for, and so much more, but he must continue to walk in obedience to God. And that applies to each one of us. We need to walk in the way of God, and of course Jesus himself tells us in John 14, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is that way. If we're in any doubt, we need to look at Jesus. Solomon is granted his wish. He has wealth, power, honor, and wisdom. But later on, he loses some of that as he starts walking his own way. What I love about this passage is that Solomon asks for something that will be good for the whole community: discernment. He doesn't ask for something for himself that would be good for him, but something that's good for all. Admittedly, it will help him because he'll become a greater king if he has that wisdom, and he will stay in power. But I sometimes feel that too often we pray for our own needs and neglect the needs of the world or the needs of the communities around us. Maybe we just need to focus this morning on what we would ask for God or ask from God that would benefit all people. As you think about this, coming up next on the Mighty Hot 107, 10,000 Reasons.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102.7.
10,000 Reasons on the Mighty Hot 102.7. Good morning. You're listening to Sunrise with Shona. And if you've just joined me, I've looked at the death of King David and Solomon taking his father's place and asking God for wisdom. We move now into Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus, Ephesians 5. Paul is teaching them how to live as a community in Christ as followers of the way. Remember, Jesus did not start a new religion. It happened after his death and resurrection as the followers of the way came into conflict with the temple. So Paul tells them, "For you were once in darkness, and now you are in the light. Live as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Find out what pleases the Lord," says Paul. This is the same theme as the Old Testament. David walked in the way of the Lord and sought to please God. So should we. And when we do, we walk in the light. Paul goes on to say they must have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret, says Paul. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes light. That is why it said, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." As a child, I truly feared the dark. I even had to have a night light. My mom would hang washing on the doors. I used to imagine there were people waiting to get me. So it makes sense to me as an adult that you need to bring everything into the light. I'm not sure how often you've watched the sunrise, but sometimes in the dark things look sinister, like the trees or the outline of things. As the light slowly brings them into focus, you see what they are and you don't need to fear them. They become light. In fact, there's a prayer I often pray. "Lord, please bring everything into the light where we can deal with it." I taught that prayer to a headmistress, and she said to me after about 6 months she felt she better stop praying that prayer because she had way too much to deal with. Everything was coming out into the light. So she would rather some of the things remained hidden. She was, of course, joking. But Paul goes on to say, "Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise." Here again we can think of Solomon asking for a discerning spirit. Paul says we must make the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. I think we are surrounded by a lot that is not of God at the moment. Therefore, says Paul, don't be foolish. Understand what God's will is. And I think we can remember Solomon's words. "My dad walked in the way of God." And Paul says, "Don't get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." When I first came to St. Mark's, we had had a few problems and I had prayer sessions. They were led by another priest who was very skilled in this area of spirituality, and he'd come with his team and they'd pray in the church. And after the few prayer sessions to cleanse the place, he said to me, "During the week, come into the church and play hymns and choruses so that nothing that is not of God can enter in." And I think that's what Paul's saying. If we're constantly filling ourselves with God, singing, making music from our hearts, singing songs of the Spirit, nothing that is not of God can enter in. So sing, make music from your heart for the Lord. I absolutely love singing. I often wake up with a song in my heart. But I have to say, when I hear my parrots copying me, I'm not sure that God approves of my singing. However, I do find that if I'm sad or stressed, singing choruses definitely helps. It brings calm, peace, and even joy. Whatever helps you, the point I believe Paul is making is that if we fill our lives with God, there's no room for the bad. Today, as we've looked at Solomon and his request, I think we should pause and think about what we would ask for and what our communities need and what we need to be praying for. I believe that we need to ask God to show us what needs to be brought into the light in our own lives. Where do we need God's healing? Maybe we need to do this with someone else. And I also believe that we need to ask God how we can more closely follow God and perhaps pause every now and then and ask, what am I doing to please God? How am I showing my love for God? Before I end this morning, I'd like to pray with you. So let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the living bread. You are the author of life. Nourish and direct us, grow our faith and trust, may it deepen in you, that we will understand your truth, recognize your permanent presence with us, and be transformed more and more into your image and likeness through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so to wrap up this morning, be still for the presence of the Lord and a new commandment. May God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. You can get hold of me on Shona at hot1027.co.za.
Sunrise with Shona
on Hot 102. 1027.